Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can listen to us anytime, anywhere, while you download and listen to the radio.com app. I think I said that correctly. And if you have Alexa or Google, just say play WFAN, and you're locked into the fan. Also, our podcasts are up there. You can subscribe to iTunes, our podcast, and the post-game podcast as well. You subscribe to that, you can get little notifications. Like, hey, look at this. There's four new things up there, and you can listen to all of them very, very easy. It's great. And I did get a notification for the post-game podcast yesterday. It said you got a new podcast up there, Al and Jerry, and why don't you take a listen? So I did listen, and you know, it got a little uncomfortable there for a little bit. Now, we've got CeeLo with us now, and CeeLo has missed a couple of Jerry fill-ins the last two times.
And so, CeeLo's been under, like, constant criticism from the staff here. Unbelievable. I don't know why.
Jeez. Yeah, so
not me.
I understand.
I got your back, CeeLo.
Trust me, the word gets back to me. I know what's been said.
All right, good. Just as long as you understand that I have your back, man. I'm like your one of your biggest fans.
Thank you,
here.
Boom. I appreciate that.
By a mean shortstop, although you had a
Finish. Yeah, Commissioner Manfred. I was a little, starstruck in his presence.
Yeah, well, you got to get over that.
Yep, yeah.
So Andrew Bogus stepped in those 2 days that Jerry was out and CeeLo could not fill in. Now, CeeLo was asked
one
first.
Of them was a Boomer day. Boomer was out. Jerry was
That's
with
right.
you, but Monday, right?
Right, exactly, yes.
You but call that a Boomer day
A Boomer
here?
Day, yeah.
Okay, where you just take shots at me when I'm not sitting here? Yeah, I caught Eddie a couple times.
Oh, yeah, he set up his own drops and everything. He was hammering you. But you were asked first, but you had other things going on. Just so everybody
knows
that.
Commitments. You know, I would be here with you guys if I could.
Right.
And we understand that. I wasn't just, I don't want to work with these guys today.
That's an important part of the story. But as I'm listening to the post-game podcast, I hear Al bring up this particular issue. So we have a little bit of audio.
Oh, I don't know about this. All right.
Post-game podcast. Let's listen to that, Eddie.
I'd love to see CeeLo and Bogus have a competition in this, see who becomes the guy who fills in when you're not here. Because it was CeeLo. But when you miss two straight opportunities.
Al throwing it out there. It
Wait,
was,
what was the rest? Well, I want to hear the rest of that. When you miss two straight opportunities.
CeeLo.
Go ahead. What?
And then he threw out an idea. Maybe this morning we can partake in this idea. Let's listen to it.
Would it be wrong tomorrow to do a poll? Who do you want to fill in for Jerry?
Yes.
Normally, would you prefer CeeLo or Andrew Bogus?
I'm going to anger Al right now. You ready? So on the warm-up, he made this big stink about how he's tired of Seinfeld references, right? So right there, he says, would it be wrong? So I'll give you the Costanza. Was that wrong? Should I not have done that? Because if anyone had said anything to me about that, right?
I will say Jerry was very against this poll.
Was he?
He said, do not do that
poll.
Oh,
really? See, I would have thought,
I think CeeLo would win the poll. I really do.
I do, too.
I actually like Andrew. Andrew's a great kid.
Yeah.
He's good at what he does, but he's too announcer. Like, he's too...
Don't kill the guy.
He's like announcer voice guy.
Here's the thing, all right? The guy has a full-time job in the building, you know? I'm putting in G in a tough spot here.
Right. That's his buddy.
We'll leave that aside. The point being, you bring him over, then you've got two moving parts, right? So as long as I'm available, he can stay where he normally would be, and I just slide in for Jerry.
Right.
You know?
We understand all of that. Should we do this poll?
Do the poll.
No, CeeLo,
yeah,
here you go.
That's fine.
CeeLo,
I can take
you're
it.
Here whenever you need. Whenever we need you, you're the first go-to guy.
Thank
that's all there is to it.
I appreciate that.
Well, sounds like Al and G are the ones who are don't have your back.
Me,
Booms, Jerry, Bobby.
I can't believe how you
we got your back.
You are stabbing CeeLo. Stirring
the pot.
I can't believe.
No, it's not.
How have you known CeeLo?
Oh, like 11 years.
When he was in high school, he was working with us.
Sounds like
started,
too long.
Right? And here you are stabbing him in the back.
Al was at my wedding. He had a great time, by the way. Just throw that out there.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Al side of this, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but the Al side of it is there's been a couple of rough warm-up shows with CeeLo that have sort of steered him in the direction of others. And the first thing when I asked how the warm-up show go with Bogus, he said, well, he actually spoke back to me. Which is something that CeeLo has a problem with. So,
yes.
I mean, I think that's where that's coming from.
Bogus has a little bit of experience co-hosting over there as a fill-in on the network side. He also does play-by-play, as most of our full-time anchors do. I think 5 out of the 7 do some play-by-play.
See, so, I'm neutral
Gio does
on
play-by-play.
This. Yeah,
that's,
once.
Dude, by the way, I didn't take that. You were awesome.
Oh, thank you, CeeLo.
I caught the basically the end of the game, the third period and the overtime. You were did a tremendous job in
thank
the shootout.
You. That was so much fun. That was very, very cool. I appreciate that, CeeLo. So I do also think CeeLo would win the poll. I think he would win the poll. I said that to Eddie this morning.
Well, it's kind of unfair to Bogish in that he's only, I mean, he did 2 days. So a lot of your listeners may not have, you know, caught a lot of him just yet.
Yeah, but
I have a little more experience here in this chair.
There's a lot of people who have heard you.
Well, that's my point.
And maybe don't like
you. Oh, that's, you know
what? That would go for the other
option.
You're
right about
that. Just because it's not you. There
is
that.
The fresh new guy.
I would say the more guys like, more people like CeeLo than like Bogish. That's
right.
That's just
I would. I agree with that as well.
But Al is, you know, even though he's in a relationship, he sees a, you know, little hot-looking girl and, you know, and his eyes says stray.
Yeah.
I mean, like Trevor Bauer, right?
Oh, yes.
I sleep with other people.
So you're saying Andrew Bogish is a hot chick? In the halls?
Yes. For you, he is.
He was very professional.
I have no idea why you would do this to CeeLo. You're not doing anything.
See, you called it stabbing. It can't be stabbing in the back. I'm right here. He's saying it to my face.
And it was on the podcast.
Yeah, but he didn't say it to you in front of your face. We played it to you in front of
your face.
Yes,
but now
he has to answer for
it. But he's not hiding. He's not hiding.
I was trying to come up with the interactive things for the morning show audience to do. I said, what about a poll?
Right.
Needed some content for the post-game podcast.
I'm a douche.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you make the final call on that poll there, Al, if you'd like to put it up or not.
Okay.
It's up to you.
So just those two would be...
Yeah, I would put Jerry in there too.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Talk about stabbing in the back.
Who do you think is the best update guy on the show? There you go. That'd be perfect.
Who do you think the best update guy is at the station, all things considered? Like,
you're
evenly.
Asking me that
question?
Yeah,
I'm asking you. Well,
you're not touching that.
Well,
me?
Why not?
Come on now.
Okay. Don't you have to say yourself?
Ask me to out my coworkers?
Just rank them.
Yeah, rank them.
1 to 97. Let's rank the
updates.
Why don't
we rank producers?
Oh boy, it's getting uncomfortable now. You realize Jerry's the
Al is the best radio producer I've ever worked with.
Oh, that's very nice. Look at that.
That's not so fun, Eddie.
Hands down.
We put a heart around them like you and Mahomes.
Yeah,
that's what it sounded like.
That
there.
Is sweet.
It really is nice. Is Eddie the best board operator?
Eddie, good. And sound effects guy.
Yes.
Nice job setting him up to return the favor there.
Tremendous. Okay, yeah, if we don't put up the poll, you know CMB will, because no one loves a poll like CMB. They'll have that up.
All right, poll number two for the day.
Should I put the poll up and have the poll end at 9 so we could bring Bogish in to let him know he won or lost?
See, yeah. That's why you it's are the best the, producer
and
right
get
there.
Jerry on from East Lansing.
Yes, I'm sure he's awake already listening to the show. So
are you going to make Jerry part of the poll, or are you just going to do it
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I think just the two fill-ins.
Why don't you suck some, Boomer?
Oh, my God.
All right, CeeLo. Well, it is nice to have you back.
Good to be here.
We are glad that you are here. What do you have for us?
Brought to you by 2x London. Visit the engagement experts at Americat of Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. Well, as Tony Clark and Rob Manfred trade verbal jabs back and forth about another slow winter for MLB free agency, Manny Machado and agent Dan Lozano waited it out, got the money they were looking for, 10 years, $300 million. Still pending a physical, but once finalized, will be the largest free agent contract in the history of American sports, at least until Bryce Harper chooses his destination. No deferred money opt-out clause after year 5, plus a limited no-trade clause.
So there is an opt-out clause for him?
I don't think it's been specified, but it has to be for him.
I think, yes, for him. And, right. I mean, I would be surprised if he'd want to opt out of $30 million at that point.
He'd be 31, so... I mean, who knows? I think they put that in because they don't know exactly what the market's going to look like when they get to that point.
Yeah.
But then again, you've got this threat of a work stoppage when the next CBA expires. Who the heck knows, man? But either way, it's $300 million guaranteed, so not too shabby. Padres ownership had to kind of play dumb with the media yesterday because it's not done. Here was Executive Chairman Ron Fowler.
We do not have a deal with any free agent player. We are continuing discussions. And that's all we have to say.
Except it wasn't, because he did pretty much everything to talk about Machado without actually using his name.
There's not talent out there that becomes available every year that's as good as what we think is there now.
And then just in case anyone hadn't gotten the message yet.
We need a third baseman. Obviously, that's one of the reasons the discussion started taking place.
There you go. Deal should be officially announced either Thursday or Friday after he gets his physical done. Meantime, swing and a miss for the White Sox, who signed Machado's brother-in-law, Yonder Alonso, also brought in his good buddy, John Jay, as late as yesterday morning, felt that they were closing in on him. Executive VP Kenny Williams very much caught off guard.
Wearing my shades so that you guys don't see the shock in my eyes.
Thought they had the best offer on the table, and backing that up, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic reports the White Sox offered 8 years for $250 million, so a better average annual value, plus with incentives, investing options, their deal could have reached $350 million, but he decided for the to go with the $300 million guarantee.
Wow, so they did have a legitimate offer out there.
They
then.
Did. They were
and
crushed
that's
yesterday.
That's what we
were
talking about this morning, about how legitimate it seemed to be.
Do you release Yonder Alonso this morning? That would be my question. Get him out of here. They wanted no part of that guy outside of his relationship with Manny Machado.
You know what's amazing to me is that that he left money on the table, it sounds like, right?
Well, sort
not
of.
Really. I mean, average annual value a little bit higher, but the amount of years and the total value of the contract,
and
no.
And guaranteed, whereas the other is incentives and an option, you know, that's down the road somewhere.
So maybe they were just messing with their fans then. Maybe they knew that he would not accept that kind of deal.
The White Sox, you say?
No. I mean, they wanted him. I mean, they did that whole – I don't think they were messing with their fans.
Yeah, I mean, he kept legitimate with the sunglasses on yesterday, very somber tone, like Kenny Williams seemed – legit surprised, and they asked him how he found out about the news, and he said, "Well, I saw it in a tweet." So he actually saw it on Twitter before he got a call from Machado's agent to let him know, like, "Hey, we're going with San Diego." So,
wow,
yeah, unfortunate for them. Of course, the Dodgers in Major League Baseball mourning the loss of Don Newcomb, passed away Tuesday morning at the age of 92. 1949 National League Rookie of the Year. He was the 1956 NL MVP, also led baseball in wins that year, 27-7, 18 complete games, 5 shutouts in that campaign. Did lose 2 years of his career to serve during the Korean War. Checking in with the Yankees, first full squad workout yesterday, a smooth start for Aaron Boone's club.
Get them all in here and get them out on the field on a hot day. It was really good.
As far as what he told his team now that they're all back together, Boone very hush-hush on that.
I'll keep, you know, my message, you know, not necessarily reveal it, but certainly, you know, lay out kind of my expectations.
Does it have to be that complicated?
I know it doesn't. Let's go to Anthony in Belleville. Oh, Anthony, what's happening, my brother?
Where you been, buddy? What's up?
Boone, Gio, CeeLo, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
Hey, I got to go with CeeLo on this, on your little poll there, you know? Support the team.
Now, Anthony, are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not on Twitter. No.
Oh, man. I think you got to start a Twitter account just for this poll. Is the poll up, Al?
It is up, and CeeLo has got a very big lead early
on. I mean,
we're
like 5 minutes in.
Well, yeah. It's all right.
A lot of times that tells.
Are we allowed to vote in this poll, or are we not allowed to
vote
in the poll?
Yeah, you are allowed to vote.
Stuff the ballot box here.
I'm going to cast my
vote. I'm projecting CeeLo as the winner.
CeeLo right now is up.
5 minutes into it.
80%.
Yes.
CeeLo.
And we just got Anthony from Belleville supporting CeeLo.
But he's not a registered voter.
Right.
It doesn't count.
He got the David Putty reference in, though, just much to Al's chagrin there.
Yes, he did.
Very upset about it. Big Seinfeld fans, tired of hearing about Seinfeld. What is that about?
I don't get that. What is that about, Al?
No, I just mean everyone on Twitter and everything, all they do is Seinfeld references.
It's an all-time great show.
I know, but it's like everyone thinks they're being hilarious and unique. Everyone does it now.
I do agree with you that, yes, people seem to use the same collection of GIFs, not just Seinfeld, and they think they're being original with it. But we've seen that one a zillion times. You are right about that. That is fair.
He fell last night, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it.
Face planted.
He face planted right at the end of the Devil's Bench.
As he was going off the ice.
Did he do it on purpose or did he just
didn't
slip?
Look like it was on purpose.
I felt like he slipped and boom.
He came back out, gave a bow.
I said to Al, watch this.
That dude's been hitting the weights, man.
Yeah, he looks good.
He's got the arms are pretty large.
Yeah.
Corey Schneider's like, yo, dude.
What are you doing? Yo, dude, you drinking? What's going on here?
And he had the little plumber's crack going when he sat up. So unfortunate for him.
See, that's the kind of thing right there, what CeeLo just did that Bogus could never do.
What's that?
Well, just describe what he saw and did it in the way that only CeeLo could do it. Bogus would never say that and use that kind of language.
He might after that. he a couple more times with you guys.
I totally dispute that.
It's kind of fine. He's a play-by-play man. He knows how to be descriptive.
Exactly. Yeah.
100%. You're talking about a guy Gio used to work with 5 days a week. He knows what he's capable of.
Are you on the fence on this whole thing?
He's definitely
now all of a sudden you're here for a year and you're becoming super popular. Now you're trying to
No, not at all.
Like change things around.
Listen, he's been looking to get Bogus in here. For a while, I can tell you
that's what's going on now.
If you notice, I'm not tearing down either one of them.
Correct.
When I'm propping up the other one, I'm saying nice things about both of them. I'm not saying, oh, this guy stinks and this guy could do it better than him. I think both of them are very, very good at what they do. And CeeLo, by the way, is always going to get the first opportunity.
It's good to have some depth, right? A little roster versatility.
He's going to get the first opportunity unless this poll says otherwise.
CeeLo, you're the least of the Narpian NARPs around here. Well, you're actually an athlete.
That's debatable based on my waistline right now. But
well, that's okay, but you can move pretty well at shortstop.
Yeah.
And you look like you know what you're doing out there.
Well, I would hope so. Years of experience.
Right.
Talking about slow pitch softball.
Can Bogus play softball or not?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. You ever seen him do anything athletic?
No. I have not. I was going to say he played something in high school. I think he played basketball in high school.
Really?
So he's probably an athlete.
Yeah. Well, point guard action?
Yeah.
Because he's about my height.
Right.
Maybe an inch or two
taller. No, he seems like a squash guy to me.
Squash guy. Bocce ball.
Squash. He's like a squash guy. Yeah, totally.
Badminton.
Yeah, right. The racquetball and the gym.
Right.
No, squash.
Squash.
Well, totally
squash.
Whatever.
Just totally squash.
Yeah, rec specs on. Okay.
Here's Boone asked about the Machado signing and the Yankees' interest or lack thereof after they hosted him at the stadium back in December.
I guess my take on it is, San Diego signed a really great player.
And Aaron Judge with the media Tuesday, fresh start for him, feeling good. No issues with that wrist chip fracture that cost him 7 weeks last year.
In the offseason, I was a little worried about it, but, it's 100%.
He said it feels like it never even happened at this point. Quickly with the Mets in Port St. Lucie, Mickey Callaway setting the tone for the battle at first base.
Peter Alonso? Camp's going to matter for him. J.D. Davis, Dom Smith.
I made the best man win.
First base is open up, man. Go ahead and hit some homers and drive some guys in. Show us a great approach. Show us the things you worked on, the defense.
There you go.
Oh, Mickey, man. Mickey's trying to do whatever he thinks Brody wants to hear, right?
I guess.
Man, it's open at first base, man. Go and get it. Go and get it, guys. It's open. Like, he's sounding different this year because I think he knows that Brody wants more of a go-get-him attitude.
So really, the thing is the legend of Peter Alonso. Is it going to come to fruition?
It's one of the storylines. Yeah. One of the many storylines.
Right, it has become a legend.
It has. I mean, he was great in the minors, and everybody wanted him up here last year. They didn't bring him up, and now they're saying that he has his chance. I don't know how realistic that is, but given what their other options are at first base, including Todd Frazier, by the way.
Yep. That's right. He wasn't because he's going to play at multiple spots, but you're right. He is in the mix for some first base work as well. Antonio Brown did have the meeting with Art Rooney II yesterday, and even though the picture looked like all was well and Brown said all these nice things, it's a great meeting and I'm grateful for him, they're going to go their separate ways. So
he came out. I didn't think the meeting was going to take place. I guess his agent, put it together and everything else.
All right. Drew Rosenhaus was there. Right. Kevin Colbert was there. Yes. So first it was Brown and Rooney. They kind of talked it out, and then they brought in the agent.
So what do you think about Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown for the Jets?
Let's go, man.
It's ridiculous.
You guys played the audio for
this.
Something's going on.
Yeah, he's different. I think he's lost his mind, and it's not even something to joke about anymore.
Maybe yesterday calmed all the things down.
Big Chest
man,
Brown.
I want Big Chest Brown on the Jets.
No, you don't.
They do need playmakers, but not deranged.
Could you imagine Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown the next 3 years with Sam Darnold and Adam Gase?
I actually thought that Art Rooney shouldn't have taken that picture. I didn't think.
I thought
it was a bad look.
It was strange.
Seriously. I mean, a guy who's doing this, who's forcing himself out of that situation, who is talking about his franchise quarterback, his coach, the whole Steelers organization, the way that he is, and acting like this, to smile and stand next to him like that, I thought was a terrible look for him. I really did. It added to the craziness that's going on there. Like, the players can do whatever the hell they want here. It doesn't matter.
Well, listen, they're learning from their NBA players. The NBA players basically do what they want. Like, look at Anthony Davis, right? I mean, I'm not going to sign a contract, Joe. I'm leaving.
So it's like, so Art Rooney's there like, yeah, we got to pay $22 million in dead cap money to trade you because you're a psychopath. Jeez. Like, what are you doing, man?
But I also feel like Antonio Brown is manufacturing this craziness to get himself out of Pittsburgh.
I guess. Like he's had enough of Ben Roethlisberger. Like, I mean, it is what it is.
A whole act.
It's not,
and
I don't believe
he's
going to
want guaranteed. He's going to want more guaranteed money.
He said in the video, he said, I don't play for unguaranteed. I mean, that's probably unrealistic, but I mean, that's what he's saying, so... I don't know who's going to step up to the plate and give the Steelers anything worthwhile for him.
Do you think
that
Art Rooney says to Drew Rosenhaus, we tell you guys to just shut up because we can't trade him if he keeps acting like a jackass?
I'm sure that was part of the meeting yesterday. Like, that's great. We've agreed to trade you, but now shut up because your value every Instagram post is decreasing. Right. Like, do you understand that? Like, we need to run a franchise here, too.
I'm going to tell you. If you're going to sit here and tell me that if the Jets could get Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, you're going to say no to that?
Well, they've got all this cap space. They're trying to set themselves up for long-term sustainable success. What kind of money are we talking about? What kind of contracts are we talking about?
Well, you know what Antonio Brown's making, and I don't know what they would give Le'Veon. I'm assuming somewhere between 15 and 16, and maybe it's a three-year $45 to $60 million deal. I don't know.
We know what Brown's making, but is he – I mean, are they going to just – you're going to trade for the contract and he's going to play on it? Doesn't he want a new deal of some sort?
It would be awfully appetizing just to think about it for a second.
Man.
And you're not going to have to give up a first-round draft choice to get him.
No, it's not about what you'd have to give up, I don't think. I think it's about what it does to this culture you're trying to build. What it does to a lot of pressure on Sam Darnold to feed all these mouths.
That you're trying to build?
Yeah, seriously. If you're changing things around.
Is that the Greg Williams culture you're talking about?
Wait a second. Did you not talk up the job Greg Williams did in Cleveland?
I thought he did a great job. Right, I thought he should have been really legitimately considered for that head coaching job. And I figured, but I'm saying I think it's a good hire for the Jets.
Right.
But the reason I say it's a good hire for the Jets is because it's almost like Rex Ryan all over again, but he's not in charge. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
So I like the attitude. I like the personality. And
Gase won't deal with stuff like that. I mean, this is a guy who shipped Jay Ajayi out of town when he thought that he was a problem.
But don't
and he's going
like
to deal
if
with
you
it.
You had Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell here, they would be highly motivated to go out there and just like have crush years, don't you think so?
This will sound asinine. I would go to Bell before I went to Brown at this point.
Oh, I would too. No, it doesn't sound asinine. Well,
you consider, I mean, Bell just sat out an entire season, and it's a position that's not as valued. The Jets don't have a game breaker at wide receiver, but with everything that's gone on with Brown in the last couple of months.
And Bell's got two strikes against him in the drug policy, too. So he's one failed test from being out for a year.
True. I think he's passed all that.
You sure?
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure he's passed all that. Yeah,
it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, I think he's past it.
Well, he wants his money and his contract. You gotta stay on the field.
All right.
Rangers won, Devils lost. Islanders play tonight
Edward
in Calgary.
Great last night.
43 saves. Yeah, give him a week
awesome
off all the time,
night.
And he come back and play well.
Well, you can't just play one game every week.
Why not?
I mean, you're paying him $8.5 million.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it's kind of like, never mind.
He wants us to shut up.
Yeah, we have to give away some tickets. Okay. And don't forget that Le'Veon Bell put out Dub Season out there on his Snapchat.
He seems to be like, you know.
He seems like he's past all that stuff.
The Jets are bringing it all in. Let's go, man.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.